You're listening to the Closing Mark Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason. It's a Monday afternoon, and on the line with us to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast is Mark Russo up at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd.
A little rainfall across a portion of Illinois today. I suppose it's going to get wider spread maybe over time. Is that right?
Yeah. While you're seeing some rain shower activity right now across sections of northern and central Illinois, more widespread rainfall can be seen in eastern Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas, and that is the main system that's going to be affecting primarily the eastern Corn Belt, namely Illinois and points east, as we go through the next couple of days as this storm system spins up and gradually moves on to the northeast. That is then going to be followed by a second storm system during the Thursday through Saturday time frame. It looks like by actually Saturday morning you begin to wind things down there on Halloween. But from now until basically Saturday morning, it's a pretty active pattern, which has been the trend here in recent weeks.
So I suppose the deeper south you live, the more likely you'll get rainfall, and the more rainfall you'll get. Is that right?
Yeah, those are the areas of the southern Midwest, especially towards the Ohio River Valley. It appears are in line to get anywhere from an inch, inch and a half, even some localized heavier amounts when you combine both of these systems.
And then better tell us about Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota in the western Corn Belt, because certainly that will have an impact on the prices in Chicago and on basis in the next week and a half, I would think.
Yeah, well, they're going to miss out with this storm system over the next few days. So as a result, they are going to have open weather. Basically, it's all day today through tomorrow and on into Wednesday. So those areas that were clear yesterday are going to have about 4 days total of open weather for harvest progress. Then the rains move in Thursday night into Friday, and that is when then harvest operations will come to a standstill. But we're looking out beyond this next week and actually across much of the Corn Belt, but especially the southern areas of the Midwest and down into the Delta. It does look like drier conditions will move in to these areas as we go into next week. So one more week of wet conditions, but improvement is seen next week, Todd.
Yeah, when we get those drier conditions, do they come with high pressure and cold air, or will we have warmer air with it?
We do see warmer temperatures as the jet stream shifts to the northern sections of the country next week. So that will allow temperatures to begin warming up and get a bit more persistent warmth here on a daily basis, primarily areas of the Delta and the southern Midwest.
And what do you see, speaking of southern, let's go to the South American planting season. What do you see there?
Well, down across Brazil, they are getting out of their heavy rainfall of late, which had been delaying planting of soybeans and corn across southern Brazil and impacting their winter wheat harvest. And so they're in an improving situation, and the rest of Brazil is seeing some rainfall, which is benefiting soil moisture conditions. Argentina is going to be dry with actually temperatures heating up here over the next few days, but a widespread rain event is foreseen this weekend, and that's going to improve soil moisture for Argentina.
Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Dad.
Hey, Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Mark Report. That happens on Monday afternoons. You have a good day. Stay safe. If you're out there in the field, take time to get a little extra sleep. Take a nap if you get the opportunity. I'm Todd Gleason.